Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today I would like to meditate with you on a brief passage from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 17 to 19. He came down and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. Power came out from him and healed them all. That's why people were coming to Jesus. They came to him because power came out of him. This particular episode is reported in the Gospel of Luke chapter 6 as an introduction to the sermon. We know in the Gospel of Matthew there is a sermon called the Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5 to 7, where Jesus outlines in detail the new teaching, the good news of the kingdom. And parallel to the Sermon on the Mount, in the Gospel of Luke, we have called what we call the Sermon on the Plain. After choosing the 12, spending the whole night at prayer, Jesus comes down to the level ground, and there he is met with a huge crowd from all over Palestine and neighboring countries. All came to him because they believed that there was power in Jesus. Not only there was power in Jesus, this power was flowing out of him and becoming effective in healing. All those who touched him were healed. So everybody was pressing in to touch him. Power came out of him. This is the power of the Spirit by which Jesus was anointed. We know at the baptism, the heavens opened and the Spirit came down upon him as a dove, and he was anointed by the Spirit. Later on, Peter in the house of Cornelius will say that Jesus was anointed with the Spirit and power. It is with the power of the Spirit that Jesus entered the desert, the domain of Satan, and defeated him, the tempter. It is with the same Spirit, anointed by the same power, that Jesus came to Nazareth, and the power was with him. This power is promised also to his disciples. Jesus told his disciples at the time of ascension, "Don't go away from Jerusalem. Stay in Jerusalem until you are clothed with the power from above. I'll send you the promise of the Father," Jesus promised. The promise of the Father, the power from above, that is the power of the Spirit. This power has been promised to all his disciples. We read in the Gospel of Mark, "These signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." Mark 16, verses 17 to 19. The power that Jesus has promised. That power is at work to all those who believe. Believe, and you will see the power of God. So this is the faith that releases the power. It's not because God is not working that we don't see his miracles. Because our power, our spirit, our faith is weak. The power will come upon us if we touch with faith. The Spirit will work as power. Trust in him. Pray with the father of the boy with epilepsy. Jesus said to him, "Everything is possible to the one who believes." Then the man became aware of his lack of faith or little faith. So he prayed, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Mark 9:24. Let this be also our prayer. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Amen.
Amen.